Chapter 7. Moff Drickle Lesserson's Estate. Coruscant.
13.5 hours later, half a world away from GA headquarters, a meeting very similar to that which the Joint Chief of State had hosted was transpiring. As at the earlier conference, the attendees were all powerful beings in the world of politics. There were victuals and beverages provided for their enjoyment, and the meeting's itinerary was identical to that of the earlier meeting. It was there that the similarities ended. It was well past the dinner hour, but those assembled were used to odd hours and still odder places to gather. This place was not as peculiar as others had been. It was a private residence set on several acres of very expensive property with a discreet landing field nearby. Moff Drickle Lesserson smiled at his guests. He was seated at a large table carved of dark red wood, its heavy presence dominating the spacious room. The table was covered by an exquisite cloth, spun from the silk of the rare sass worms of Garrus. Each dish and piece of cutlery cost more than a civil servant such as Deshalor could expect to make in a year, and the assembled guests appeared quite at home. Fur rugs made of the pelts of various exotic creatures covered the cold Ithorian marble floor, and knickknacks from all over the galaxy adorned various shelves and sideboards. Lesserson was at the head of the table, of course. At his right hand was Senator Haydnet Treen of Kuat. Today, at the after-dinner gathering that would also serve as a going-away party for Lesserson, Treen wore a lovely blue and silver robe that matched her hair perfectly. It was formal, yet relaxed, and an indigo scarf was tied just so around her elegant throat, not only for style, but also to hide the fine network of wrinkles on the slightly sagging skin. Seated next to her was General Merritt Jaxton, who had arrived mere moments earlier. His hair, too, was gray, but the Chief of Starfighter Command had fewer years and fewer lines than the others seated at the table. And it seemed more appetite. He had filled his plate with a great deal of small fried fish cakes and tiny slices of Nerf steak with grilled mushrooms. He in turn seemed dwarfed by the imposing General Staven Thal, who looked like he should be chewing on Durasteel rather than the delicate pastries that appeared little more than crumbs in his large hands. The movement of his scarred throat as he swallowed was almost hypnotic, and Lesserson dragged his attention away to regard the guest on his left, Coruscant's own, Senator Faust Bramson. Age had not been as kind to Bramson as it had to Treen, and he was bowed with the weight of the years. He still had a good appetite, but his hands trembled slightly as he poured cream into his calf to enjoy with a piece of traditional Bespin cloud meringue cake. Beside the senator was the acting naval chief, Admiral Salinor Perova. Like the other heads of military, she was still in uniform, crisp and efficient-looking as she sipped her calf. The talk was pleasant, filled with lively chatter, humor, and the sound of forks and knives scraping against dishes as those gathered enjoyed their rather late supper. When the serving droid came to clear the empty plates away and refill cups of calf, rich and dark and headily aromatic, the best that could be found, Lesserson knew it was time to get down to business. An E-3PO protocol droid hastened up with data pads, which it diligently handed out to the guests. They wiped their mouths and put their napkins down, ready to direct their full attention to the matters at hand. After all, fine as Moff Lesserson's calf, pastries, and Nerf steaks were, that was not why they had come.
"You're certain Dorvan doesn't know we have access to this?"
Bramson asked, carefully picking up his data pad and perusing it.
"If he did, we would not be having this pleasant gathering," Lesserson said.
"I cover my tracks," Jaxton said. "Don't worry, he's got no idea."
"Always so careful," Treen said brightly. "I like that about you, General, I do."
She turned to address her fellow senator.
"Such a thing is a possibility, but it would be a very long-term way of misleading or flushing us. Chief of State Dorvan's position is rather delicate at the moment. If he suspected our compatriots in the military of anything, it would behoove him to move quickly. not to put something extended into play when he might not be in office long enough to follow up.